This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It's time for the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Every week, we of course offer the honorary first grievance of each week to Dana Wright. And sometimes she says, yeah, I just don't, I don't really have one this week.
What are you talking about?
Today...
they're stacking up.
I didn't have to ask that question. Dana, which of the many awful things...
hang on a minute. First of all, we have 50 minutes until we have to go to the 6 o'clock news.
And I told her to choose just one.
Oh, okay.
Of the many
life-altering
things.
Gratitude that my blood pressure is sort of within normal range today after the bottom number read 101 yesterday and I had to leave work because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Okay. Maybe you're grateful that you still have a vehicle, even though somebody plowed into it today.
That is true.
It's not been the best week.
We did uncover some damage during the break, Sam.
Oh, I can only imagine. I saw the video.
There is damage.
Is it totaled?
No. I'm going to need a new bumper and trunk, but no. All good.
About 10 grand. Okay.
Telephone number here is 913-586.
Thanks.
7798 913-586-7798. We do have an open line. If you want to grab it, get in quick. And let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right. Here we go. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We will start at the top. Chris in Olathe. Good afternoon and hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I have two grievances about public bathrooms. Number one, when you put your hand under the faucet to have water come out, you got to move your hand up and down, find just the right spot to make the water come out. I don't like that.
That's true. Okay.
And the towel dispenser.
That was my next one. You put your hand under there, and if it finally comes out, you only get about 3 or 4 inches of towel. Not enough to do the job, so you have to keep putting it up, put your hand under there.
You have been heard, my friend. Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So I actually have a gratitude. My birthday was on Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, I'm an April Fool baby. And unbeknownst to me, Jacob and Ashley collaborated with Jamie and... John from the Midday Show to wish me a special happy birthday. And I just thought that was super awesome. And I wanted to give them a shout out and say, thank you so much for doing that. That
aww,
really made my day. And all of the KMBZ listeners from the fan club and online, the Facebook group that all reached out to me to also wish me a happy birthday. That was super cool. Really made my birthday. It was truly a special, you know, I turned 40. So it was a big,
big
birthday. Yeah. And that was just like the extra creme de la creme, the icing on top of the cake, just really made it extra special. So thank you all so very much for your outpouring and your happy birthday wishes. That it touched me in a way I can't possibly begin to describe.
Easy, killer. You need to be touched more often. Mike, thank you for the call.
Scott!
Well, from the text line, my grievance is gratitudes. This is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, not the airing of your gratitudes, people. I need first world problems. And somebody says, my Festivus Friday comment is that I don't know why Dana's mom is called Big Juicy.
None of us do, and I'm not asking.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We do have some open lines, guys. And so fill them up, or Sam's going to start reading from the Bible. 913-586-7798. Brandy in Platte City. Hello.
Is that going to be the New Testament or the Old Testament?
Probably. I don't know, potluck.
I'm just kidding.
We'll go back and forth.
We'll do a little of everything. Hey, it's sort of a gratitude. It's a future gratitude. I'm an election worker. I've worked every election for the past 4 years, presidential and you know, the smaller ones. And I'm going to be preemptively grateful for all the folks who are actually going to remember that Tuesday is voting day and that they are going to come out and vote. And I am not going to have to take a book and be bored because nobody's going to show up, because that has happened a couple times.
Hmm.
So everybody can just go on their county board of elections website, look up whatever, you know, whatever's on their local ballot. It's super. Local elections
mm-hmm.
are actually more impactful and more important than the big ones, because you got stuff on the ballot like school stuff, school board elections, fire department funding, you know, ambulance, stuff like that. Like the big stuff that impacts our daily lives.
And Brandy, so, I've made the argument many times on this show that it is the offices that are closest to you locally.
Yep.
That have we can fight about national politics. It is the local elections that actually impact you the most.
Scott, you are 100% right. 100, and I don't think I've ever said that before. But Scott, yeah, I 100% agree with you. Y'all come out and vote, and please, and if you're in Platte County and you know you're up here, just don't make me bored. I can't take it.
Okay, Brandy. All right, we got you. We got you. Christina in Overland Park. Christina, hello.
Hi. So I love your guys' show. I'm just going to start with that.
Well, thank you.
I am expecting our first child this fall, and I'm terrified after today's topic, because I literally Googled this last night to not scare myself, but to try and calm my fears, and it calmed them temporarily. And then I hear your guys' show on my way home from work.
Oh,
and I'm like,
Christina,
okay,
you know what? Go, girl, let me tell you this, because I did this 4 times. Go to your well checks, do everything they tell you to do. You are going to be fine. You got
it's scary, because it's like you see all these articles coming out about women in their 30s that are just suddenly dying during childbirth, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Girl, you got this. I'll tell you this. It is extremely rare, though worse in the United States than in other developed nations. But you go to your well checks, do everything your doctor tells you to do, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
She speaks the truth.
I always found it odd, the doctor, when they were giving you the epidural, this is just a funny side story, would say, do you taste metal? And I would always go, I don't think so. Am I dying if I taste metal? Why am I tasting metal?
You guys just did a whole hour about how the mother's going to die.
No, we never said that. And I gave the numbers as they were, that the United States, it could be better, is what we were making the argument, that the United States, out of every 100,000 live births, 21 of those occasions, the mother didn't make it. But if you do the math, that is 0.00021% of the time.
Yeah.
The mother dies. 0.00021. It is extremely unlikely. But I think we would all argue one is too many.
Amen.
Especially when there are other industrialized countries that have their rate down to 3, and in some cases, like Belarus and Norway, it's 1. Dakota in Independence, hello.
Hey, love the show. Just wanted to say, I went to the doctor because I wasn't feeling well. It's a grievance, I apologize. I went to the doctor's because I wasn't feeling well on Tuesday and hadn't been feeling good since last Saturday, and I just got a phone call here at 4:30 from my doctor telling me I have RSV.
RSV. Dakota, how sick are you?
Working.
Oh, what? Oh, you've been working. How sick are you? Like,
I feel fine now. They've got me on three different medications. One's like a more powerful Flonase, and then two pills you got to take twice a day. But it's more of like a bronchitis-y cough and stuffy nose and plugged ears.
RSV.
Gets GA going slower.
Hope you're feeling better.
I wish they would have called me sooner so I didn't potentially expose anybody at work.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Dakota, we all three hope you feel better.
Thank you.
All right, be well, my friend. Jim in Bates City. Jim, hello.
Hello. I wasn't going to call until somebody wants some real-world problems. Boy, do I have a real-world problem.
Oh, lay it on me.
Traveled to Mexico last week.
Mm-hmm.
Air travel is horrible anymore.
Yeah.
Four flights.
What?
All four delayed. Well, we had a connecting. We waited too long to book and didn't get a direct.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All four delayed. In Mexico, they bust us out on the tarmac, and we loaded the airplane via the little
the stairs thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But then sit on the runway for an hour and a half, so air travel. Not fun.
All right, man. We got you. Thanks for the. I'm glad you're back home safe. All right. We do have some open lines, folks. Keep them ringing. 913-586-7798. Michael, Shanty, the other Mike. We'll get with all of you guys in just a moment. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Was that a dog?
Certainly I
thought I heard a dog.
Apparently she has birds and dogs.
From 4455, my grievance is I just found a mouse in my house.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
My grievance is with Dan Weinbaum, who keeps speaking into existence possible snow on Sunday. Uh-huh. And my grievance is the Eyes of A commercial. Now that song is stuck in my head.
You're welcome.
Telephone number is
she ain't going to go slower by itself.
That's exactly right. 913-586-7798. Mike in Bethany, hello.
Hey, guys. Love the show. My grievance this week is with drivers going northbound at 435 and the Midland interchange is going on. People read the signs. It says all three lanes still go straight. And inevitably, everybody gets in that right-hand lane. Sees that it's exiting on the Midland, puts on the blinker and the brakes and tries to get into the other two lanes.
Yes.
It just causes a big bottleneck.
So I know the area very well. I live out there. You're exactly right. It's just if you're in the right lane going northbound, stay in the right lane. It's going to take you down the ramp and right back up the ramp back onto 435.
Yeah, it's actually faster than the other two lanes if you pay attention.
But I'll say this. My grievance, though, Mike, is all this work that goes on seemingly nonstop on 435 at Midland. Those poor businesses just to the east are barely hanging on.
Yep. I support them all the time.
Good.
When I got stuck in that traffic for the first time, the second time, I said out loud, you've got to be kidding me. This is happening again.
Because they had finished their work. And it opened up 435 both directions. Everything was
going
fine.
For what, 3 weeks?
Maybe three, maybe four. And the businesses were finally getting some more business over there. And I know there are plenty of other, you know, small little retail and restaurant places around town that are being affected by road construction. Wherever they are, whether it's 435 in Midland or somewhere else, if you're going to shop local, shop where these road construction things are going on because these businesses are suffering. We know that for a fact. Shanty in KCK. Hello, Shanty.
Hi, this is Shanty. I have three grievances, if I can.
Oh, lay it on us. Yeah.
Yes. So the first one happened when I was in the public library. This guy comes in, he sits next to me, and he starts chewing bubblegum really loud in my ear. Aww. That drives me crazy.
Mm.
So that's the first one.
Okay.
The second one is I'm an Uber driver, and I absolutely can't stand when a passenger comes up to the window and they say, are you my Uber driver? It tells you where I'm at, when I'm coming, what my car is, and I have an orange car, so there's not a lot of those. Mm-hmm. So that drives me crazy.
All right.
And the last is people in an empty parking lot. I like to park away from people. And it never fails. Someone will always come and park directly next to me in an empty parking lot. And it drives me crazy.
Okay. Shanti, that was very concise. Got three grievances in there. Wow.
Might be efficient.
Might be a record. Let me address this one real quick, if I could. From 6616, my grievances with Scott. I gave him my name and address about a month or so ago at the convention center where he was doing an appearance, and he was going to get me a Dana and Parks bumper sticker from his own collection. I have not heard anything.
How's that working out? Mm-hmm.
I still have... No. This is true. I thought there was one in a drawer in a bedroom end table at my house. When I went to get it, to mail it to you, sir, it was not there. Where it is, I don't know. But I did keep your information. And we will be ordering new bumper stickers. When we get them, we haven't ordered them yet, but when we get them, the first one in the stack is going to your house. I promise you. Mm. What the hell was that supposed to mean? Mm.
Scott False Hope Parks over here.
Wow. Sam in Pleasant Hill. Sam, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a gratitude for Dana. I looked it up in 2018. She was talking about her legacy recordings, and it inspired me to buy a book for my grandmother to fill out. I Aww. Didn't have a chance to record her. And she gave it to me at the end of February, and then she passed away 3 weeks ago.
Oh, Sam.
And I'm just so grateful that I have that. So thank you, Dan.
Sam,
sorry, I'm trying not to get emotional.
I am so sorry for your loss, but there's something about our grandmother's handwriting. And Sam, I've got a couple of journals left from my grandma, and I read that and I can hear her voice. And I'm so glad you got that done.
Yes, it's because of you. And I'm working on making copies for my aunts and my cousins. So we all
Good
have
you.
It.
Good
so,
for you.
Yes. So thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And we are so sorry, Sam.
Amen. From the text line, was the show once called Radioactive or Am I Crazy? For about 1 month.
I don't even know that it was that long.
The show was called Radioactive, and my daughter Sarah still has a t-shirt with the original logo on it.
Yeah.
Radioactive with Dana and Parks. Don't even play. If you play it, it will be painful for you. We're not doing that. That's 14 years old.
Is that a threat or a promise?
No. Do not. It's Friday. Come on. It's Friday. I'm going on vacation. Don't do that to me, Sam.
913-586.
So mean.
7798. We do have some open lines. Get in. Amy, Bobby, and Ashley, you guys hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment. But we do have several open lines. 913-586-7798. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Are you ready to go radioactive?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seriously.
All right. Festivus Friday continues. 913-586-7798. Bobby in Overland Park. Bobby, hello.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just calling because I have a grievance.
All right.
And my grievance is when you work all day at a stressful job that you're not really a big fan of. You go home, go to bed, and then dream about being at work.
And dream, did you cut out a little bit there, and you end up dreaming about work?
Yeah, like dreaming that you're working another shift.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. And I keep trying to tell my boss that he needs to pay me overtime for every dream I work for him, and that he is not buying it.
Shocker.
That's a good one.
Johnny in KCK. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
It's I know the season's over, but it's about the Chiefs.
Okay.
Or as a lot of people like to call them, the Cheats.
Tread carefully, Johnny.
The Chiefs are the Cheats?
That's what a lot of people call them.
Mm.
Why would they call them that, Johnny?
Well, think about a lot of the games that they won last year. They had a lot of help from controversial calls by the referee.
Ooh.
You know rules.
Okay.
You made these rules 10 years ago.
Johnny, is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
Well,
No, that's a no. That's a no. He does not have anything else to add. I asked and he paused.
Wait, no. What did you do?
You can't add anything because it's true. They cheat.
Are you in the witness protection program yet? Because if you're not, you might want to move in that direction.
No, I don't have to because a lot of people feel that way. There's probably more people that don't like them than do.
Okay. Johnny, I appreciate that call. And I appreciate your restraint.
Okay.
Impressive to the last.
Okay.
Ashley in Bonner Springs.
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm so sorry. That was hilarious to me. So my grievance, how you guys doing?
So good.
Is I drive semis. So when it rains, the landing gear that we have to crank to drop our trailers collects water as we drive. And there's something about the tip that all you have to do is put a cap or a piece of plastic or something on it. So when you take it down, all that water that gathers up in it comes falling down either onto your legs or into your boots.
Hmm.
That's my grievance. It's cold out here. And now I'm wet.
Oh,
it is cold out there. And Ashley, is this like September or October? What is happening with the weather?
That's a good question. I don't like it, and it's temperamental. It reminds me of a female, and she needs to go to bed.
Wow. Okay, Ashley. Okay.
This is what we call like 17th winter.
But since it's in the spring, technically, it's
false. Late.
It's first fake winter, right?
I don't know.
Stephanie in Leawood. Stephanie, hello.
Hi. I am driving to Manhattan, Kansas, listening to you guys.
Oh.
And I have a gratitude that I think I'm going to get to hear Dana's laugh in person this weekend.
Stephanie, you are ahead of me by 26 minutes and 34 seconds.
No way.
Yeah, you are. This is actually live, and I'm actually still sitting here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend.
I think it is. I brought a coat.
Have fun.
I did, too. We will.
I'll see you there, girl.
Don't drink and drive, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Let's go to Alan in Independence. Alan, hello.
Hello. Hi. My grievance is with roundabouts.
Mm-hmm. No one yields at them. They blow right through them. And when it's your turn, they still blow right through you. they make no sense.
Alan, I'll tell you this. They make me leery, not because of my driving, but because if there's someone there at the same time, I'm always worried they don't know what they're doing.
Right. And then so you have to pause right there and wait for them and give them a signal, or they give you a signal, and then you're just giving signals back and forth. Doesn't make sense.
Do they have a lot of roundabouts out where you are?
It's just the roundabouts in general. They make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
No one yields at them. No one respects them.
I
feel like they should just do away with them, bring a stop sign or a stoplight back, and be done.
Well, there is a part of this town that you, Alan, would consider hell on earth. And I would encourage you sometime, maybe when you have a free day and you really want to make yourself upset, to get off at 435 and 87th Street in Lenexa.
Oh, yeah.
And,
been there, done that.
go west on 87th Street, and then go north on Renner, all the way up to Shawnee Mission Parkway. All right?
Yep, been there, done that.
Okay. There are five or maybe six roundabouts in succession.
Right back to back. They make no sense.
And the best part about those, Alan, is three of them go nowhere. There is no third exit on those.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right, Alan, do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. Kenny in Basser. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to vent.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I live in Basser, and I found myself having to go into Kansas City, you know, each morning now.
Yeah.
As you're going down 7 Highway to get onto I-70 going east, there is a stoplight there. Well, there's a light there. And that light on the right-hand lane, as you turn right, that is a dedicated lane for us. Now, the problem is the traffic on the 7 Highway coming from the south to go east, they also turn at the same time. But us, people in the right-hand lane, when you got the green light, keep going. That is your dedicated lane. Dedicated lane. Just keep going. They stop right there, even if the light's green.
Is this that part just north of K7, just north of Sandstone?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I also just want to say that when you called in and said you were from Basser, I stopped and I thought, oh, did he say that right? And I'm not correcting you, because every time I say Basser, someone goes Basor. But you're from there and you said Basser, and that makes me feel like I can say Basser too.
Well, there you go. Hey, you know, it's I'm from Kansas City, Kansas originally, so that's what I've called it. And I've been out there for since 1987. Hey, one more thing.
Okay.
Down there, further on down, where the grass pad is, in Bonner Springs on 7 Highway.
Yep.
Let's say you went to grass pad, and now you're leaving, and you're coming up to 7 Highway to go north on 7 Highway. They made that a super long acceleration lane.
Oh.
People stop right there at the light. That is a long acceleration lane.
And there they are just stopping and not accelerating.
They're just stopping. I almost want to get a billboard and just hang it out there with cardboard and just write it down every day, because I travel that way every day too.
Well, you know what the problem is, Kenny?
What is that?
They're high on grass.
I knew it. You, dang it. Stole my joke.
Genius. Very well put. Very well put.
All right. Have a good weekend, man.
Thank you. You guys too.
And Basser is getting their first supermarket in quite some time. It was just
saw
announced
that today. Yep. I can't believe there's not one out there.
Groundbreaking was two days ago, I think it was. Kurt in Lenexa. Hello, Kurt.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Happy Friday. Sam, if you're coming to Funky Town, I do have your reservation for you. I'll let you know where. You're welcome. I have a cheers and jeers. Cheers is to the unlicensed drivers that are out there. You know who you are. I had to deal with one this week and last week. Got it taken care of, but you better be getting your license done, your insurance taken care of, or we'll nail you to the board. Second, cheers goes to the restaurateur, Drew Lockstead, who passed away, Third Street Social. Very nice restaurant. I've been there before. Mm. Very unfortunate about that. I saw the post that Jasper Mirable posted today. Very unfortunate.
Yes, I read Jasper's post. It was beautifully written, and you're absolutely right. Tim in Shawnee. Tim, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
So, yeah, I've got a grievance with my coworkers. You know, I told them that these Trump tariffs are probably not going to be a very good idea, and they didn't really listen to me.
Good.
And then, you know, and then I go in every day this week, and I tell them, how's the market doing today? And then they tell me, and I respond, and I say, when are we going to start? When is the winning beginning? You know, ask, okay. if this is winning, what does losing look like?
Tim, 5:45 on a Friday, man. I'm just trying to get to 6, Tim.
I hear you.
Just trying to get to 6 o'clock, Tim. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Tim.
I've been writing my outgoing message, and then here comes Tim. I'm trying to.
Is this a challenge?
I'm just saying I've written my outgoing email on vacation message.
Yes.
Oh.
And then here comes Tim. And I don't feel like once the outgoing message is written, that we should have that.
Tim snuck one past the goalie.
He's trying.
Tim, you are now officially in Dana and Park's timeout. We do not talk politics on the program because that's just going to encourage other people to call in and share their political points of view. So you are now in timeout until further notice. Telephone number here is 913. By the way, all the lines are open. We got through everybody in that segment, so all the lines are open. If you want in, we'll get you on. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. From 1987's Permanent Vacation, it's Aerosmith. God, I could have been a disc jockey.
No.
I was a disc jockey I was at V100 in Topeka. What? What are you laughing at?
Remember, WREN.
Yes, that was in the building too.
That was back when you had to put carts into the system to make the songs play.
That's
I don't
want
to be a disc jockey. I want to be a jingle singer. Okay. How do you get that job?
I
want to be the world's worst jingle singer, but that's so
guaranteed.
Bad. It's catchy because it's bad.
Kind of like Phoebe on Friends.
Yes, with Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat. Joe in Lee Summit. Joe, hello.
Yes, I got a grievance. I've been a firefighter for 20 years. We've had probably no less than 5 calls each day about cats in the trees. Oh. Firemen do not get cats out of trees.
Oh, well. Is that an old wives' tale, Joe?
It's like a fairy book tale.
Okay.
How many dead cats has anybody seen in a tree?
I don't know that I've ever seen a dead cat in a tree.
Yep, they all come down when they're hungry.
Well, I can't believe that people are actually calling the fire department to come get my cat.
I completely believe that.
We are a dumb lot sometimes. Tim in Belton. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hi.
I've got a grievance.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My grievance, I'm a truck driver. My grievance is the traffic. What are the road construction,
okay,
the cause of the traffic. I don't understand why they can't just tear up one road at a time instead of tearing them all up at the same damn time. We can't get through.
Amen. And do not get me started on Shawnee Mission Parkway in Merriam, which the entire town of Merriam's 300 yards and 250 yards of it's under construction for a year.
I know.
That's my point.
You're absolutely right, Dana.
If I drive by that site one more time, let me just tell you right now, and all of those cones are blocking that lane, causing massive wrecks and pileups coming off the highway, there is not a single piece of equipment or anyone working anywhere near the Jersey Mike's, the Starbucks, the Merriam Convention Center. Ain't nobody going there at the Welcome and Visitors Center. I don't feel very welcomed or visited. You know why? Because you can't get there. But there's no one working there. There's just cones. And it has actually occurred to me in the last 2 weeks, because my blood pressure is high, you know this, and I have had it, that part of me wants to go and just move those cones.
You know, I think you should. I have a suggestion.
You know why? Because there's nobody working. What are the cones for?
Dana, I don't know. Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
Get off on 67th Street.
I've never done that.
And take it east to Metcalf and go north on Metcalf to the radio station.
30 years I've lived here, I have never taken the 67th Street exit, but I might have to do that.
By the way, you wanted an explosion with her grievance at the beginning of the hour.
Oh, there was.
It has been delivered.
Scott in Kansas City. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So, local bands. Like, I'm not going to mention names. I just don't like how, like, radio stations don't, like, promote them anymore.
Hmm.
We had Brody Buster on the other day.
Yeah, we had Brody Buster in here perform live for us.
Scott, you can go see the Post Sex Nachos tomorrow.
I'm not
going to
use names. I know lots of local bands, but like nobody promotes them.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It was a thing back in the day in radio. You're right. In music radio, not necessarily talk, but we do. Did you say Post Sex Nachos is in town tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
I heard they were coming.
Ooh, the Nachos, they also have a new single out.
And it's very good, called Walk Away.
They have a new one.
Oh, I know. Check it out. But you're right, Scott, and that's a great point. It used to be that music radio stations would reserve some time either in the evening on a weekday or in a larger chunk of time on the weekends where they would highlight and play local bands. That does not happen anymore. You're right, and hopefully we'll get back to doing that. Doc in Holt. Hello, Doc.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, a bunch of us hate – I have two grievances. A bunch of us hate litter, but I really hate plastic litter in the trees. I drive 315 miles a day, and they've been picking up trash on I-29. I think they're going to mow it, and you still see all that plastic grocery sacks and trees, and then the big cloudy, clear pieces of industrial plastic that then get stuck in the trees and shredded, and they look like dead octopi up there.
Oh.
Hey, my other one, I hate people using the term world-class city. We will never be a world-class city until we are a litter-free city. And I call on the mayor of Kansas City and the mayor of every town around here to get together and come up with some solutions and show the commitment that we will be a world-class city because we want that for ourselves 365 days a year. And we feel we deserve it, not
Doc,
World Cup
thank
soccer.
You.
All right.
What, that was so well put, and I could not agree more.
Real quick, I need to change my advice. I thought of it after I said it. 67th Street dead ends at Antioch.
Oh, thanks. So, you're trying to get me dead-ended?
No. So get off on 75th Street.
It's National Hug a News Person Day. You're not getting a hug.
Get off on 75th and go to Metcalf.
Take a left on Antioch. Go down to Shawnee Mission
Parkway.
That's
too many numbers.
No, because she's trying to stay off Shawnee Mission Parkway. If she gets off at Antioch and turns north, she's still going to be in the construction.
Just sit in the traffic.
And you wonder why I have high blood pressure.
Bonus hours. No, we don't. Bonus hours next. He is Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.